Wednesday night, end of the day, the two away, Dane Steiner.
Okay, so let's talk about honey. Honey is a huge subject, which really you could speak about for hours and hours, because even though the bee is such a small little creation, but it produces so many things, and each thing is one has to look at it al pi halacha, what the status of it is. So I'm just going to quickly mention, because since the subject was a bit of a point of controversy which happened a bit over a year ago, so I'm going to jump to that, and if we have time then we can speak about all the various things. So a bee, one of Hashem's creation, produces honey, and that's in one compartment which it has, part of its body. It has a little sac where when it gathers the nectar, it stores it in there, and from that honey is made. Then there's another part of the bee, the glands. There's certain glands, two different types of glands. There's glands on its head, which produce royal jelly. Then there's another product, which is similar to honey, called propolis, which a lot of people say that they have incredible health benefits. Then there's other glands on its lower body, which produce wax. All from his tiny little bee. And then there's something which is called pollen, which is produced by the bee. Every bee has got hairy legs, and when it goes into the various flowers, it produces pollen, and then it sort of packs it and presses it, and that produces pollen, which again it takes to the hive and gives. So really every single product, if we'll have time, we'll be able to go through the Gemara Bechoros, and we'll be able to discuss exactly what the halacha status of these products are. And they're very nageya, and especially nowadays, people say that it's got a lot of health benefits. Various honeys have a lot of health benefits. Because I've been involved with so many different honeys, it's almost become a shtickel, a hobby of mine. I get quite a geschmack from looking and investigating the various shilas, because they are huge shilas. But what I want to do, start with, and if we have time, if not, we'll have to keep it for another time. What I wanted to start with was a controversy which broke out between two kashrus organizations before Mamash, a couple of weeks before Rosh Hashanah, a year ago. What happened was, one kashrus organization was claiming that the honey of another was milky. And they actually, I'm not even sure, it could be they even put in the notice in the paper, or they put in a notice to their mashkichim, Chavar Islay. And it had great ramifications. I'll tell you why. Because a lot of people, when they cook, especially when they're cooking for Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKodesh, so they like to spread their chicken with honey. Now, if the honey is milky, they felt very bad that L'chovod Rosh Hashanah, they're going to be eating Basar V'Cholov L'chovod Rosh Hashanah. So I tried to find out from the second tzad, from the other kashrus, so they obviously denied everything. And then obviously I went back to the first tzad to find out what exactly they were talking about. It was Nisbara that they were concerned that there was milk being produced in the same factory as the honey. Now, you may say, a factory? We thought that bees produce honey. But the truth is that bees do produce honey, but then the honey, especially even the cheap honey and the cheapest honey, and you can buy in Tesco a jar of honey for 99 pence, a big jar of honey. So it comes from all countries all over the world. And the honey itself, when it arrives, is full of bits and pieces, especially full of bees' legs and bees' body parts, which Be'emes the Shulchan Aruch speaks about. What exactly is the status of bees' legs and etc., etc. And then what happens, what you do with the honey is, if you're not worried about boiling honey, so since I've become a honey fan, so I have become very, I've realized that when you boil honey above 50 Celsius, then you actually spoil a lot of the natural goodness which you've got in honey. So if you think about it, a bee comes and takes nectar from all various plants, and these plants have got a lot of health benefits, and then it sort of compacts it, and if we will have time, we'll see the Gemara, that the bee's body doesn't affect that honey which is stored inside it. And then this honey, when you have it, if it's taken in its pure form, it has great health benefits. We know that true Manuka honey is a very, very expensive product. Recently, I had to give a heksher to a honey which is used in a certain liqueur, but this is not today's shiur, as I promised you. And that honey is also, they say it's got the same health benefits as Manuka honey, as true Manuka honey, and it's called actually Heather Ling honey, which is grown in the Highlands in Scotland, and it sells $20 a jar of that honey. Manuka honey is much more expensive if it's proper Manuka honey. But there again, if you're going to boil it up, and you want to, if you want to be mesanein, if you want to filter the honey to take out all the bits and pieces, then you're very much tempted to boil them. In some of these places, they boil them up to 65 Celsius, which can kill off a lot of the health benefits of the honey. So all these expensive honey, so even Heaton Park honey, which sells for £5.50 a jar, now it's gone up to £6.50 a jar, is still much more beneficial than your 99 pence, because there, and I actually checked out that place because of the various shilas, which I don't think we'll have time to discuss tonight, there they're not using any heat at all in the cleaning of the honey. But if you go to a large factory where they are producing honey by literally by the liters or by the gallons, then what they're doing is they're literally putting it through a whole factory process. They bring it up to a temperature of between 55 and 65 Celsius, and then they can filter it, they take out everything, and it comes this lovely clear honey. So coming back to this Shaila, was that they claimed, which I had no entree into this factory, so therefore all I can do is discuss the halacha on the tzad that it would be true. They were claiming that there was a milk product done in honey. Now you may ask, where does milk products come into honey factories? Well, there are many factories that produce jams, and one of a very favorite jam a lot of people like is something which is called lemon curd. It's a type of a jam, type of a sweet condiment that you may want to spread on your bread. And a lot of lemon curds have quite a high percentage of milk. So it could well be that if you've got milk in these kalim, or you're sharing utilities where there's milk in and then the honey's also going, so then you will have a shaila of milky bleus in the honey. So that's what the controversy was about. They said, it's sheker. They said, it's not sheker. So, very interestingly enough, the Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Gimel brings the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Macholos Asuras, Perik Yud Zayim, Halacha Chof Beis, Shemen Shel Goyim, Mutter. Va'afilu Nizbashel, Einu Nesa, Mipnei Geule Goyim. Why? Because Mipnei Shehabosa, Poigim Es HaShemen, the meat, Poigim Es HaShemen, it spoils it, Umasrichoi. The chain, says the Rambam, dvash shel goyim. If you've got honey, which you bought from the goy, you've no idea what kind of vessels he may have used, which again, might be something which you may be concerned if you want to, looking for all these types of honey. So nowadays, you can be driving down the motorway, or you're driving down Wales, Scotland, and you see this little farm. He's got his own little hives all over, and he's selling his own personal honey, and you're worried, well, what kind of vessel may he be using? So he says, because if the chashash is that he's used a meaty pot for it, which will have tray for fat, on the contrary, all it does, the honey has a teva to be masriach the fat. Benira Shehuzel says the Beis Yosef, the Rambam explains, so he says, pshat in the Rambam, Shehuzel Mefarash, Shemar Shom Perik Eima Midin, Gabi Dvash, Mechen Gabi Dvash, Lamai Mecha Shlom. Gemara says, what are we worried about that they would have made a gzeira that you shouldn't use honey from a goy? Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Imishum Aruvi, Misra, sorry, the Aruva Bosa Ba'adayu. And therefore, it's going to be poikim. Rashi Perish, so he brings, the Beis Yosef brings, Rashi explains, Baruvi de Gabi Shemen, and Aruvi Yayin Umay, maybe in an advash, says the Beis Yosef, Gama Moradacha in Perikol Shah, in Psochim, and the Gemara in the end of the Imamidim says, Shebo Maisa, Segvena Maisa, Lefneiri, Shebishlu Dvash, they cooked honey, the machvas shel boso bas yoyma. And then, so it's now been cooked in a meaty pot. They then poured it into a milky pot. Vayiriku bigdeira shel cholov bas yoyma. So the re was mate, vihitira. The re said it's mutter. Why? Mishum da shamnunis bidvash. Have a nice and tamlif gam. When you've got fat, and that doesn't mix properly, but so much so, the honey causes it to become pogum, spoiled. Afili mu'uruv by shamnunish el go'ola go'im be'en. Even if it was a dirty pot, and it had proper fat inside. Oi mibosa b'cholov. The guys used meat and milk. Have a nice and tam liftam. That's the words of the Mordechai. Asks the Beis Yosef, Vani tomo. I don't understand. Why are you telling me that meat spoils honey, or the other way around? The honey spoils the meat, and therefore that in turn won't spoil the honey. Shari oilam avashlim dvashim abosol, like we said before. People like to smear honey on their chicken, sweet, and it's a nice ingredient, or they add honey to the meat. It's actually very tasty. So ask the kasha. V'shemu yeshloima sh'al yidei tavlin v'abetzolim. It's not the honey which makes it tasty, it's the tavlin and the betzolim mashbiach. So it's like a mixture of ingredients. Aval elu hayu bosa udvash levadom, hayu poigmin. If it would be bosa and dvash levadom, hayu poigmin. Okay, so that's as far as meat's concerned. You also find it a little bit with meat with milk, but it could be that he's referring to the meaty bleers in the milk. Not so clear. Not so clear. But what about milk? Yeah, the Shaila is milk. We had a Shaila going back many years ago. I actually had to take temporary, I had to take a Hechsher off one of the largest honey producers here, because I discovered that, well, the story was the other way. We were doing jams, and then when I went for the audit, and we looked at it, so the first thing we always do, we ask them, what else do you have in the factory? And I looked through the ingredients, and I couldn't believe it. There was wine. So I said, what's going on here? Last time, and there's no wine. Yeah, but these wines we do at the end of the year, and it's special champagne jams. Champagne jams. So I said, well, look, I'm very, very sorry. If this is the contract, then I'm afraid you're breaking the contract. Well, it was sort of at the end of the year, so I'm afraid I can't renew your Hechsher for next year. So they said, well, that's very upsetting, because we've got the kosher logo on the jams. I said, I'm very, very sorry. And it cost them £40,000 to throw out all all the old labels. Problem was that 2 years later, and that was it. We said bye-bye, l'chaim and shalom. 2 years later, they decided to spend £2 million to invest in adding a honey factory together, and it was sharing the same utilities. And what happened was that when I was visiting Kellogg's, as you know, Kellogg's make honey loops, and Kellogg always liked to have a few suppliers. So they said, ooh, what about this factory? Will you okay their honey? I said, unfortunately, I had to take off the Hechsher from this factory, because they are doing end of the year wine products. And so Kellogg said, okay, very good. Little cross. Can you imagine? One little cross. 2 days later, I got a phone call from the factory saying, hello, we need to speak to you urgently. I said, what? We need a Hechsher as soon as possible. I said, but you've got these wine end of the year. Oh, that's nothing. We're going to discontinue. That's not important. I said, why? So he said, well, we've just invested £2 million on a honey plant, and we need Kellogg's business. So, again, that's another Shaila. Was I right to be so stringent on them, to be so machne on them? Does wine and honey, maybe, if you put a wine on the honey, it's poigam that as well, which is actually a remor at the end of Kuf Gimel, but not mamash a remor. It's the remor just brings the remor. Finishes off Bosa Oicholov Bayayin Havilifgam Umuta. Interesting. Some interesting. Bosa Oicholov Bayayin Havilifgam. And the Darkit Shuva brings the Parish of Mishnayas, the Rambam, that says, it's in Perikah Secha, the Dvash Bayayin Havilifgam. So dvash b'yayin havilifgam. So according to that, maybe I was a bissel mafriz ala middah that I withdrew the Hechsher. But before that, let's speak about milk, because this was the Shaila here. What about milk with honey? I think Torah says dvash v'cholov tachas l'shoylech. It's actually very tasty. So how do we understand the Shaila of milk? Very interestingly enough, there's a tshuva written by the Moed Yehuda in the Sefer Beis Yehuda. I think it's the Moed Yehuda. It says like this: Shaila, Bosa Shebola Cholov. I've got meat which was boilea milk. V'nofal idvash roiseach, fell into hot honey. Im nesa advash, given the camel on the bottom of advash, who knows in time live gam, as we just now saw. Oyim neima, the afteloy nesa machmas abosa, mikom mokar nesa kaponim machmas tamach cholov shebebosa. And cholov shebebosa, like I say, could be something very tasty. Cholov advash could be something very tasty. So he says, you're going to have a problem here. Why? Because your cholov sheba boso becomes a cheftz of isa, of boso becholov. The milk which is inside your boso is got the isa deiraisa of boso becholov. The meat is not going to affect the honey. But the milk which is inside it, that's going to be osa. So he paskins ledina, given the tam cholov sheba boso, so it's interesting. So even though you could say, well, hold on, what do I call it? I call it a shtickel bosa. It's not. It's a shtickel bosa b'cholov. And the milk sheboy, it's toil, I suppose, on efshel asoch toy also. But the milk sheboy is causing trouble here. So according to that, you'd have to see, you'd have to look and see what the situation is going to be vis-a-vis the in the factory. So it could be you'll have a situation where it's Eina bin Yoimai, could be not. You have to see when it comes to utilities, it's a whole big, you have to look at it and see how to disconnect or can or can't. So in theory, if it were to be true that there is milk there, then it would be kedai to be machmeh. Coming back to the Etzem Shaila, there's a beautiful pre-chodosh on Simon Kuf Gimel, who speaks about the inyan of Noisen Tam Lifgam, where he addresses, he brings the Bach, where he asks this question: how do we understand the fact that you use honey as to be meshapa the bosa? Making it nice, it's making it sweet. So it's very interesting. The Pri Chodosh quotes the Bach, and the same thing are found in the Yad Yehuda and the Chaira. That's how one has to look at it, halacha lemaisa. And the same thing we can look at it as far as wine in honey, the same thing. That there's a chiluk between a lot of boso and a little bit of dvash. And if there's a little bit of dvash, then it's mishabeach. But however, if you've got a little bit of boso with a lot of dvash, then it won't. So, halach l'maisa, it could be that, but again, when it comes to milk, it's different. So the great Talmud Chacham actually wanted to quote the famous Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Brachos, that says, which speaks a bit about the bits and pieces inside the honey, that the honey has this koyach that it changes into honey. But the question is, and that's the big question, how long does it take to change? Who knows? So it's hard to say that as heyos that it changes it. So memela, I don't have to be chumah. How long? Who knows what, where, how? So there's no proper. So when it comes to bits and pieces, you can see if it's not there. So obviously it's okay. But look up a blias, who says? Right, so that's, we have to finish now? That's it? Yeah? Yeah, okay. I have to finish that. Fine, okay.